Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. Cloudflare just hit a record high after revealing something wild. More than half the traffic on its network is no longer human. That's AI agents, bots, and automation talking to each other at scale. And if you're wondering whether the stock can keep running after a 65% surge in 3 months, you're not alone. Today we're putting NET through our full MarketSnap analysis, the financials, the growth story, the risks, and what our fair value model actually says about this stock right now. Let's get into it. Before we dive into the numbers, let's set the stage. Cloudflare is one of those companies that sits quietly underneath a massive chunk of the internet. Every time you load a website, stream a video, or hit an API endpoint, there's a decent chance Cloudflare's network is involved somewhere in that journey. It started as a content delivery network back in 2009, and it's evolved into a full-blown security and connectivity platform. We're talking DDoS protection, zero trust access, edge computing, and now, increasingly, the infrastructure that lets AI agents talk to each other. And that last part is the story right now. CEO Matthew Prince said that in Q2, for the first time ever, more than half of the traffic across Cloudflare's network was not human. That's a massive inflection point, and the market has taken notice. The stock broke to an all-time high on that news. So what exactly is Cloudflare? Think of it as the connective tissue of the modern internet. The company operates one of the world's largest and most distributed networks, spanning hundreds of cities across the globe. Its platform sits between users and the websites and applications they're trying to reach. And it does three main things. It speeds up content delivery, it protects against cyber threats, and it provides a suite of developer tools that let companies build and deploy applications at the edge. Founded in 2009 and headquartered in San Francisco, Cloudflare serves everyone from small bloggers to massive enterprises and government agencies. It's a classic land and expand story. Get customers on a free or low-cost tier, then upsell them on security, zero trust, AI gateways, and the rest of the platform. The company has over 5,000 employees and is led by co-founder Matthew Prince, who remains CEO. Now let's talk revenue, because this is where Cloudflare's story really shines. In fiscal 2025, the company pulled in just under $2.2 billion in revenue. That's up from $1.7 billion in 2024 and $1.3 billion the year before that. The growth trajectory is honestly remarkable. From under a billion in 2022 to nearly 2.2 billion in just 3 years. Geographically, the US is the biggest market, contributing just over $1 billion in 2025, with EMEA next at around 600 million and Asia Pacific at roughly 330 million. Cloudflare sells across the globe, and the mix is fairly consistent with other enterprise software companies. But here's the thing that really matters. Q2 2026 revenue came in at $696 million, up 36% year over year. And the company is now generating more than half of its network traffic from non-human sources. That's AI agents, automated workflows, machine-to-machine communication. For an infrastructure company, that's an enormous new addressable market opening up. Let's dig into the earnings picture, because this is where Cloudflare is at a real inflection point. The company has historically been unprofitable on a GAAP basis. That's the reality of a hyper-growth business investing heavily in network expansion and R&D. In 2025, net income was negative $102 million, or negative 29 cents per diluted share. That was actually an improvement from 2024's negative $79 million and a massive improvement from 2023's negative $184 million. The trend here is unmistakable. Losses are narrowing every single year. EBITDA turned positive in 2024 at $62 million and expanded to $106 million in 2025. Operating cash flow has been climbing steadily from $254 million in 2023 to $380 million in 2024 to over $600 million in 2025. And free cash flow turned positive in 2024 at $195 million, then jumped to $287 million in 2025. The Q2 2026 print showed the company beat on both the top and bottom lines, and the stock popped on the news. Management is guiding for continued strong growth, and the AI traffic narrative gives them a lot of tailwind to talk about. On the Q1 2026 earnings call, management laid out a pretty clear picture of where the company is headed. The narrative was strong: revenue growth continuing at a healthy clip, the AI opportunity expanding, and a focus on large customer growth. They talked about the platform's competitive positioning and the long runway ahead as enterprises increasingly adopt zero-trust security and edge computing. The key takeaway from management commentary is that Cloudflare sees itself as an essential layer of the internet's infrastructure, and the AI boom is only reinforcing that. When AI agents need to authenticate, route, and secure their communications, Cloudflare is positioned to be the network they run on. Let's pull up the balance sheet and get a sense of the financial health here. Cloudflare ended 2025 with roughly $944 million in cash and cash equivalents, plus another $3.1 billion in total investments. Total current assets came in at $4.6 billion against current liabilities of $2.35 billion. So the current ratio is a healthy 1.8. The company has plenty of liquidity to fund its growth. Total assets were just over $6 billion, with total liabilities at $4.6 billion. Stockholders' equity sits at $1.5 billion. The company has been issuing shares to fund its expansion. The share count has grown from around 300 million in 2020 to roughly 348 million in 2025, but that dilution has slowed considerably in recent years. One thing to note, the debt-to-equity ratio is around 2.1, which sounds high, but a lot of that is operating lease liabilities and convertible notes rather than traditional bank debt. For a company with this much cash on hand and this growth trajectory, the balance sheet is in solid shape. All right, let's run the SWOT analysis, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that define this investment case. Starting with strengths. Cloudflare has a dominant position in its niche. It's one of the largest networks on the planet, and its scale is a moat. The more traffic that flows through it, the better the network gets, and the harder it is for competitors to match. The gross margin is strong at around 73%, which is typical of software companies, but still impressive for a business that runs physical infrastructure. And the large customer growth is accelerating. The company is landing bigger enterprise deals and expanding them over time. On the weakness side, the big one is valuation. We'll get to the numbers in a minute, but the stock trades at a price-to-sales ratio of over 40, and the trailing PE is meaningless, because the company is still GAAP unprofitable. That leaves zero margin for error, any stumble in growth, and the stock gets hit hard. There's also the dilution story. The company has consistently issued shares, which eats into per-share value over time. Opportunities are where it gets exciting. The AI traffic story is the headline. More than half of network traffic is now non-human, and that's a new growth vector that didn't exist a few years ago. Agentic AI, AI agents that perform tasks autonomously, is generating internet traffic at a scale that's hard to overstate. Cloudflare is positioning itself as the secure gateway for machine-to-machine communication. There's also the continued shift to zero-trust security, edge computing, and the developer platform expansion. And threats. Competition is intense. Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and Akamai all play in adjacent spaces, and any of them could decide to get more aggressive. There's also the risk that the AI traffic story doesn't monetize as fast as the market expects. And at this valuation, the market is pricing in near-perfect execution. Any macro slowdown that hits enterprise IT spending could compress the multiple hard. Let's look at the price action, because this stock has been on an absolute tear. Over the past 3 months, Cloudflare is up about 28%. Over 6 months, it's up over 60%. And over the past year, it's up around 42%. The 5-year return is even more impressive, up 125%. But zoom in on the last week, and you'll see a pullback of about 4.5%. That's the volatility that comes with a stock trading at these levels. It's up 5.9% over the past month, and the momentum is clearly positive. But there's a real question of whether the stock has gotten ahead of itself. The stock recently broke to an all-time high on the AI traffic news, and that kind of momentum can be self-reinforcing, momentum traders pile in, which pushes the price higher, which attracts more buyers. But it also means the short-term move is vulnerable to any disappointment. If the next earnings print doesn't blow away expectations, the air comes out of this balloon fast. Now let's get to the part that really matters for long-term investors. What is Cloudflare actually worth? We ran this through MarketSnap's valuation engine, and we want to walk you through the setup. Because Cloudflare is a hyper-growth company that's just now turning the corner to profitability, the model routed to a forward PE approach as the primary lens, with EV/EBITDA as a supporting check. The DCF model was excluded from the headline because of input limitations, but the forward PE approach is actually well-suited here. We have solid analyst estimates, forward EPS is positive, and the company is transitioning from unprofitable to profitable, which is exactly when forward multiples start to become meaningful. The model applied a forward PE multiple of 35 times projected earnings. That's a premium multiple that reflects Cloudflare's ongoing high growth, but it's a far cry from the 227 times forward earnings the stock currently trades at. So what does the model spit out? MarketSnap's fair value estimate for Cloudflare comes in at around $45 per share. The stock is currently trading at roughly $260. That means the model suggests the stock is trading well above our rough fair value zone. The gap is enormous, somewhere in the range of 80% overvalued, based on these assumptions. The DCF lens, which we use as a secondary reference, comes in a bit higher at around $78. But that's still a fraction of the current price. And the 5-year projection from the model isn't pretty. It suggests a CAGR of roughly negative 30%, which would take a $10,000 investment down to around $1,800 over 5 years. Now, before you panic and before you dismiss this entirely, let's be clear about what this model is and isn't. This is a rough estimate based on a specific set of assumptions: a 10% discount rate, 2.5% perpetual growth, a 5-year projection window, and a terminal PE of 30. Change any of those inputs, and the output moves a lot. If you think Cloudflare deserves a 50 or 60 times forward multiple because of the AI opportunity, the fair value goes way up. If you think the growth is going to slow faster than analysts expect, it goes way down. These numbers are ballpark estimates, not precise targets. And if you disagree with our assumptions, or if you want to stress test the model with your own growth or discount rate inputs, you can run your own valuation on MarketSnap's intrinsic value calculator on the website. It's a great way to see how sensitive the output is to the inputs. All right, here's my honest take on Cloudflare. The company is exceptional. The growth is real. The AI traffic inflection is a genuinely new narrative. The gross margins are elite, and the balance sheet is solid. This is a best-in-class operator in a mission-critical space. I have no doubts about the business. But the stock? That's a different story. At $260, the market is pricing in a level of perfection that's almost impossible to achieve. The stock is trading at over 40 times sales. The forward PE is over 200 times. Our model suggests fair value is somewhere in the mid-40s, and even the more generous DCF lens puts it in the 70s. That's a massive gap between price and intrinsic value, no matter how you slice it. That doesn't mean the stock is going to crash tomorrow. Momentum is powerful, and in a bull market, expensive stocks can get a lot more expensive. But it does mean the risk-reward here is heavily skewed to the downside over a 5-year horizon. If you're investing $10,000 today, our base case suggests you could end up with somewhere around $1,800 in 5 years. That's a brutal outcome for a company with this much promise. The key thing to watch is whether the AI traffic story translates into revenue growth that justifies the multiple. Cloudflare is going to need to grow revenue at 30% plus for years while expanding margins dramatically just to grow into a valuation that makes sense. That's a high bar. If you own Cloudflare, it's been a fantastic ride. But at these levels, I'd be taking profits, not adding. If you're looking to get in, I'd wait for a significant pullback. And given the valuation, that pullback could be sharp when it comes. What do you think about net? Is the AI traffic story worth the premium, or is this a bubble? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.